your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Pinder Tile, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
I know they tried to use me and abuse me. I leave them with the ground. The way goes by so long and implantation, and me never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many lives they slain. Now they're
we're back at ya on the Tuesday, January 14th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. on the Tuesday edition. And as you know, every Tuesday we go to Grand Bahama. An awesome supplement in the Guardian each and every Tuesday, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. So we will go to Freeport for the Grand Bahama runners along with Darren Cooper. That's coming up in short order. But before we get to that, obviously you guys want to chime in. The phone lines are going to be open. And if you want to be a talking head, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. That's how you get it in, that's how you get it on for fresh new smart talk all day right here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right. So we're into the Tuesday edition. We will be going to Grand Bahama shortly. But before I get down there, obviously, we got to check out the headlines. What's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views that matter since 1844. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines into 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian. Like I said, brought to you by Fine Threads. Hot by strike action. Hospitals, schools hit by strike action. Government claims minimal impact. Ferguson pleased with outcome. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. Obviously, you know, the government's going to claim minimal impact. Obviously, you know, union leader Obie Ferguson is going to say he's pleased with the outcome. Meanwhile, here's another headline. Public health system strained by strike. So here, you know, is Ms. Rowe double speaking again. Yesterday it was a strike would affect the progress that's being made. Obviously, if it's a strike, there's been no progress made. How can you claim minimal impact, but yet you have a government entity, the public healthcare system, strained by strike? Story by Rachel Scott, after a significant number of healthcare workers stayed home yesterday as part of a national strike by the Trade Union Congress, TUC, Public Hospitals Authority, PHA, Managing Director Abinett Rowe said the healthcare system was strained, but plans were underway to ensure that patients with urgent needs were being accommodated. So that flies in the face of minimal impact. That's major impact right there. Wilson wants government to settle disputes with teachers. You want Belinda get fired up now? What? PM tells police to crack down on gangs. You think? And that's just some of the headlines. And as we get ready to get to the break, and on the flip side of the break, we'll get. Gas remains 5.33 at Rubis, 5.33 at Esso, 5.38 at Shell. And we'll get this call in real quick before we hit the break. Talking Heads.
My brother, how are you, man?
How are you, my brother?
Man, it's been a while. Compliments of the season.
And to you and yours.
And I want to wish you and Farley and the whole entire Bahamas a very healthy new year. Two things I don't understand. Can you help me, please? I'm getting a little old now. Miss Wilson said, Belinda Wilson said, the porridge has gone cold. That's number one. I would like for, when I finish this point, for you to explain what do she mean by the porridge going cold. And there's a video, I have not seen it. Someone talk about it in my workplace. Who is this person that display all the gifts that they receive from for Christmas, including Rolex watch and all these?
That would be the video circulating of MP for Elizabeth, Jobeth Corby Davis. Minister of Transport, I think, as well.
Oh, really? I heard people talking about this video. Did you see it?
I saw it.
Really? Oh.
Really?
Okay. That's strange for MP to do that while the people suffer. And
obviously, you know, it's not timing, it's everything. I mean, it's not a good look. It's not a good time. People are crying for the suffering they're going through. This administration, that's Elizabeth. And obviously,
Elizabeth, did the rest of the people in Elizabeth get Rolex watch?
I don't know.
Oh, could you expand on that? I was wondering who that was.
But
you know, they keep talking about it. Who is this person would expose something like that? Their kids on video.
Oh. You know, but if we had a proper system where MPs had to declare, we'd know who, what, when, where, why, and how. Who is who before they go in and when they come out. Proper Procurement Act, Freedom of Information Act, we could eliminate some of this. And furthermore, you know, according to her camp, she was used to having money before. But then if you're used to it, then there's no need for you to display your gifts in this time. Obviously, you may have had money before, but you might not have had class before, because I think it's a classless act with so many behaving suffering. You flaunting, you know?
Well, how come?
And obviously, you know, there are a lot of good games, but the fashion game need to step up, because I have fashion, no, but that ain't really nothing to brag about. But anyway.
The ghetto network news, how come they compromise with that? And I normally listen to the ghetto network news, and he kind of quiet or not? What happened? Did he get one too?
I don't know, man. I don't know. All right. Hang up and listen and have a good one. Be safe. I sure I'll hear from you now too. Kansas City in the playoffs making a run for the third Super Bowl. All right, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break, we'll go right to Grand Bahama. We'll catch up with Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper. And, of course, we'll be talking all things Grand Bahama. The Freeport Report is coming up as the Tuesday, January 14th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
And do they try to use me and abuse me? I leave them with the frown. Me bona fire upon a week at Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? And do they try to use me and abuse me? I leave them with.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The KFC Chicken Experts have done it again with the new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich. Featuring a large 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet topped with cheddar cheese, smoky bacon, lettuce, tomato, and tangy red onions. All drizzled with ranch sauce and served on a toasted brioche bun. Choose original recipe or spicy, but don't wait. This mouthwatering masterpiece is only here for a limited time and only at your favorite KFC. The new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Girl, you see how Cora's eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman, does mind her business, take care of them children, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me, and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and we could text them. And the messages get on mix-up before it leave your phone, so nobody can know what you saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. With fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Lord have mercy. Oh, well. We burn a fire, banner, we got Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? And though they try to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown. Me burn a fire pan a weak heart. Babylon and the free jack could I never get me down. And though they try to use me and abuse me.
We're back at ya on the Tuesday, January 14th edition of Talking Heads. Not in your company right up until 6 p.m. And right now, let's get down to Grand Bahama. It is Tuesday. Joining us as they do each and every Tuesday, Sarah Kirkby from the Grand Bahama News. And we got Darren Cooper. How are you, folks? Good to talk to you. Sarah, we talked already, but Darren, Happy New Year, man. All the best to you and yours. I think this is the first time we've talked for the New Year. Hopefully you had a good holiday and you're back at it doing your thing, man.
Yeah, I'm pulling it down, doing what I could do.
Sound like you're still recovering from the holiday, man.
No. Just got a lot going on. Trying to get my building up and going. So I've been focusing on renovations on that and just trying to prepare for when it's all done to be able to move back into
your premises,
the office, and get back to normal.
Well, I hope that's in short order, man.
Yeah,
he's getting all back up and sorted. He's gonna look fantastic in his refurbished place. Woo-hoo!
Yes.
There you go. Well, Sarah, let's
positive
jump.
Chiming in.
Let's jump right on in, guys. I mean, fully loaded edition of the Grand Bahama News. Big headline. Christy Back's review of Freeport model. Former PM says he started accounting of what Grand Bahama Port Authority owes. Christy urges Grand Bahamians to be fully engaged in the future of their island. Now, my question going in, wasn't Mr. Christie's accountant kind of off with a certain Bahama project, or he was involved with people whose accounting was a little bit off? I mean, I don't know. Can we trust this accounting?
Well, let's just take this out of context. He was actually speaking about majority rule at a Rotary event.
Okay.
And then I guess he was questioned. I was playing up,
but I wanted to get to the joke.
Sarah always pretty up naughty, you know.
I know, but I just want to be very clear here that he was asked this. I find it all very entertaining because
I'm playing off the headline, man. I could go so many ways with that headline, you know?
But the fact that I find really frustrating is that this, you know, it's a Spoke Creek agreement. You know, and I think that gets missed a lot. It wasn't Hubert Ingraham who signed this other extension. It was during the Perry Christie government. So it was his team that met, and they agreed to renew it to 2050.
But the sad part about it, you know, he was the prime minister when he did this review with Marcus Bethel and mm-hmm. Maurice Moore. And Davis was the deputy. And what I took from the meeting, because I sat in that meeting, and sorry, he was not questioned. He just thought to, you know, be very Christian and made his comments. But what I took from that comment that he made was the fact that, you know, there was a model left in place. He said he didn't want it to be political. That's why he had Marcus Bethel and Maurice Moore. So you have two persons representing two political parties. And the design was for them to be able to properly study the model that was there and make some recommendations with private entities. And they came out with what they felt a good report and a model that they'd be able to use. What I find from the meeting, or I take from it, was the fact that it was an insult to his party, because the former prime minister, which Davis was his deputy, knew that there was a model left in place of a report that was properly done, from what he says, making recommendations. Why wasn't these gentlemen, the Marcus Bethel, the Maurice Moore, and that body of persons engaged? Because he also said that in this report was also compensation discussed, and they had a model to be able to go after compensation based on whatever. But why wasn't that body engaged rather than using a Fred Mitchell who was lost and didn't know what he was saying? Use that body to be able now to have the dialogue. But I believe that the Davis administration wanted to push the port out, and they used their tactics to be able to do that, while never engaged what was left in place by his from predecessors to be able to design or to lay out this new design for the city of Freeport.
I wonder if that was just another, two veteran politicians still having a little bragging contest. Wasn't Mr. Ingram in the news recently as well?
Paying attention, Sarah.
Yeah, always running competition.
But Naughty, don't get me wrong now. The former prime minister, Barry Christie's presentation was a very powerful presentation and very informative presentation. And he was asked to speak on majority rule, but
right,
based on his comments made as it relates to the report of the Port Authority was helpful and needful. It opened the eyes to a lot of us who forgot about this report, who forgot about this study. And again, I believe that the committee that was formed, I believe now thinking back on this committee, was a committee that sort of had a neutral playing field where you had a balance on both sides, if I could say that. Was balance on both sides, where you had both political parties represented, and I believe they had good intentions. The former prime minister had good intentions, you know, looking at it now, where I did not want to make it so politically centric. I want to be able to have Maurice Moore, who is firstborn of the FNM in former cabinet, for them now, hey, do this study for me, bring in some private entities, and let's now create a model or design that we can propose for the way forward for Grand Bahama. So I believe it was a good model. I believe it was a good intent, sorry.
What I remember at the time is that they had just done another report by a group that was looking to buy the Port Authority, and that group that one was made public. The issue with this one was that it was not made public, and people were, I think, very annoyed about that. And that's what I think that you know, goes back to the same thing Naughty was saying that I messed up his joke on, was that, you know, these things come up, but they're not public. And so these are things that we don't have the full story. It's like the accounting. We have never seen a full accounting of this money that's owed, because that hasn't been given to us. We just have to understand that KPMG, which is a respected firm, did it. But we don't know what their accounting is. We know our facts from what we've looked at before. But again, this is why we need a Freedom of Information Act that still successive governments have not passed. And this is a perfect example of it.
Yep. It speaks volumes. All right, let's get this call in real quick. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. All right, hit us back, caller. So on to the Sarah. Okay. What else is going on down there? So
we, So the Governor General paid her annual visit. And so she, but what I really love about the visit that Dame Cynthia Pratt did, Governor General Dame Cynthia Pratt, don't want to get in trouble for that, is that she also went to, I believe, down to the West End schools and also, you know, visited schools, which I think is really great because usually it's an annual Rand Memorial Hospital visit. And so it got really extended, which was great. I thought it was super. I always have to give a shout out to her. She was also wearing her fur. She looked amazing because it was very cold on the day that she arrived. So we've had some cold weather here. So it's a really nice story about everywhere she went on the island, which I thought was super. And then obviously John Canoe, which is what I want to talk about because I want to know Darren's feelings on this. John Canoe, everybody said, was fantastic on the night. You know, we had the same thing with some of the groups and the gaps in between. It started a bit late. And we're now used to this early time where we started. We used to start it at 6. It started at 8. Then we also have the other issue. It used to be on New Year's Day in Freeport. It got moved to West End. And that was like a different, smaller parade. I've heard two different things, and I want to know what Darren thinks. I love that they did it. The full costumes, I like the street they did on, but I missed it being here on New Year's Day. I would have preferred that. I kind of fear. And I'm also disappointed for the number of tourists who would have missed it, who would not have stayed here until the night to see it.
For me, Sarah, I think the West End John Canoe was sort of a last minute put together. I sort of can appreciate both sides. Where one, we have guests that comes in for the New Year's and they look forward to the John Canoe Parade. And then I also can appreciate the request or the conversations of the John Canoe groups. What we need to be aware of or pay attention to is Freeport John Canoe groups goes to Nassau to perform in John Canoe New Year's and Boxing Day. And so, and same as it is with Nassau coming to Freeport for John Canoe. And I guess the change of the date, one, was to be able to give that swap an opportunity to be refreshed, to be you know, and ready to go. And so I can appreciate both sides. For me, you know, I love, my kids love John Canoe. I go to John Canoe, care when it is. I had a problem with the actual timing because it didn't start at 8 o'clock. It started at 8:15 was when the actual. I felt that they should have been a little more clearer with the public. The weather was extremely, you know, unbearable for many of us. I made it to one group, and that was it for me. The first group came out, I was gone. But I felt that it should have been an earlier time, at 6 o'clock. You know, start at 6 o'clock. I understand. I conclude on the fact that they may have started later because a person's going to work and getting off. Neither here nor there, because it's the day before holiday. We could shut down some things. But however, they didn't have to go to all the way 9 o'clock. They could have gone to a 6:30 start, a 7 o'clock start, and still be able to get out. I guess they were trying, this new committee was trying to feel properly going into the morning, because persons brag about getting home from John Canoe at 5 a.m. They had a whole show with entertainers. And these are stuff that I would have seen after the fact. But I think that the information was rather, was limited to the public in terms of, you know, what was going to actually happen and making people, you know, aware of it. The West End John Canoe information came out very, 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 very late. And a 3 o'clock way out of the ballpark, but it was a 3 o'clock John Canoe start. People only went down there. It was no costumes. It was just plain clothes with music and drums. I guess as they, each island has a different time for John Canoe. This time being changed for us. I hope that they would see the need to sort of stress if this is a stick time change, to make sure it's clear in advance. You know, they've had in this one, looking from the outside, they've had their share of challenges in making some adjustments. I think they had a good turnout in terms of ticket sales, and you know, just take it for what it is. And I don't want to be the one to find fault of everything. I could appreciate all that was trying to be done and all that done. But they dropped the circulation, communications, and in being able to properly dialogue and get the information out the way that we believe it needed to be.
Yeah, I think that's a definite point there. One of the organizers, and they said what was really nice also is for the people who did it, like you said, the people that came from Nassau to join in our groups here, that they had the holiday as well to recoup because, you know, the second round went, I believe, started about 2 a.m. and they finished at 5. Oh. So, I mean, and our ticket prices were also a lot more than they were last year, which I thought was quite unexpected. But, I mean, they came out in force. The costumes were phenomenal and just beautiful. And it was a really cold night.
All right, let me get to this phone call. But listen, I'm glad y'all had your junk canoe. I mean, I know one thing we can brag about here in New Providence. We saw a big group yet beat twice in one night on Bay Street, Boxing Day and New Year's. That's never been done. I don't think Freeport could ever top us or not. We're going to hold on to that. Y'all could have Hugh Campbell. You could have the Spelling Bees. You could have Jonquil. You could have Buddy. You could have all of them. You're going to never beat the Valley two times in one night like the Saxon did. In two incarnations, they told Scott Skinner. No, I just want to let you know that.
Naughty two. They beat two valleys, not just one valley. Two.
No, they've been, they've been over two mountains and one valley and two. They got them all. All right, let's get these for like talking heads.
We don't need you. You're just naughty by nature.
What's going on, GNN? How ironic. I just talked about the valley toad and cut skin and you call.
And two, my beloved, two Freeport guests who running right out with you talking about two valley can't be.
I know. The old valley and the way forward, the two of them toad cut skin. That's all I know.
You always say
Saxon in your belly. That was for macaroni. That's for the gill cut. That's what that was for.
You can't beat nobody who never step on the court. We ain't never step on the court one side off. We ain't never step on the court. So you can't put that in the win column.
Man, we watch you all in the exhibition. We beat you all in the exhibition game. And we beat you all in the main game. We beat you in the championship and the exhibition.
Well, listen, Noddy. Someone threw a rock at GNN a little while ago and I get hit.
Okay.
I think it was Dr. B.A.
What happened?
Well, I want Dr. B to know. I still see yellow grits and tuna. I was outside washing my clothes on my hand today, and I still is ride bicycle. I ain't throw no one in a Joe Bed Corey ASU, so I ain't looking for no draw. That Dr. B, I ain't got no draw to that. So if that answers your question.
Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. All right, man. Let me get to the next call. Good stuff, GNN. Talking heads.
Hey, yeah, good afternoon, Naughty. Good afternoon, Sarah and Darren. Happy New Year to all of you.
Happy New Year to you, too, bro. What's going on?
Happy New Year.
Right, yeah. Listen, what is the business outlook for Grand Bahama?
Oh, I do know when that is. Hold on. Let me look it up on my WhatsApp. See if I can find it for you. Someone mentioned it to me when it was coming up.
What do you expect the minister, the deputy prime minister, to be there? And what do you expect him to station for Grand Bahama this year? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, that's a nice loaded question.
And for me, my expectation for Grand Bahama is very clear. A lot of these projects that have been stuck in the pipeline, I hope to see a lot of them take shape, groundbreaking, modern blocks out of the ground. I don't expect for the deputy prime minister to say anything that he's not said already. Empty promises, like they would always do. He would have said in the last business outlook that the airport terminal would have been polished in 6 weeks. Well, there's another business outlook, so I don't know what he'll say now. The hotel is still not sold 3 years later, so I don't see anything new other than talking about ribbon cutting for a bunch of a few small business owners that they would have had the opportunity to fly in and open. But as relates to a lot of projects in the pipeline for the Grand Bahama Port Authority, I would like to see those projects get final approval, take shape, start to really manifest. Hoping to see the success and construction starting at the Six Senses Brand property, and many others. The Carnival, of course, this is 2025, and so we hope to see that project finish and ready to open. And a lot of the dilapidated buildings that are politically connected tear down to be able to clean up our island. That's my 50 cents of the mark. So you're going to agree.
No, I agree with pretty much everything you're saying. You know I do. It's just the buildings have to go. We know we need, I love if we could get on and have a show where we have sitting here saying that this has been accomplished and done. I'm sick of talking about it. I'm sick of begging for the airport to be done. And every lunch, I just went to a lunch today and someone's like, when are we getting the airport? When are we getting the hotel? It's like, come on already. It's got to be done. We have so much stuff coming to the island and such success. We have to get these incorporated. But and these are the things I wish the government is working on.
Let me ask you. I mean, we keep hearing about the airport and the hotel and the this and the that. But, you know, Belinda Wilson today kind of made, said that the porridge or the tea's gone cold, you know? So has the tea gone cold in Grand Bahama? Has it been cold? Because I like to try to buy into all the properties that are coming, and I see their worth, I see their value, from the port to the Six Senses and so on and so forth, but still, with no viable airlift and airlift partners and no viable, purchaser of that hotel, a buyer of that hotel, it's going to be a problem because you're going to need heads. You're going to need beds for the heads, correct?
We do, yeah. Doesn't matter about the chicken or the egg, whichever comes first, but we need them both. The shipyard we've mentioned before needs that ASAP. You know, we can't expect these cruise ships to come in, turn their, put their staff here, bed them, and then fly them out. First of all, we don't have, beds for them to stay in, and then if we don't have an airport for them to fly out and change crews, this is, imperative for us. We're going to have the largest cruise ship dock in the world here. It's got to be fixed. It's got to be part of it. And I don't know the reason. And I just really wish it would be communicated to us as to why. You know, we understand if there's issues. We just want to be told. And not being told, I think, is just the frustrating part over everything for me.
Don, you have anything to add to that?
No, I agree with Sarah. That the government continues to miss the opportunity to constantly properly dialogue with us. We got a minister for Grand Bahama. I mean, I'm really wondering if she's put on vacation. There's so much issues going on, and there's so much stuff that Grand Bahama should have his own press conference, even if it's once a month, to be able to update us on what's going on, to dialogue and to give us proper understanding. Yeah. All we're hearing about is the airport now could be turned into some cargo place. What's the details behind it? What's the benefits for Bahamian people? What is really going to be the actual design of it? And how we will benefit from it. So again, we have a bunch of questions and about a bunch of unanswered questions that, leave us up to speculating. I mean, I'm speculating. You have a hotel brand. You're still hiring people at the hotel property. So clearly you don't have a sale and not one in sight, because it's been now weeks since the Prime Minister came to Grand Bahama. So he claimed to relaunch and to reboom more whatever he was supposed to do with these cherry picking in the West, where they can fix with a big group of people in the East. And, just it's sad.
Very.
And, all right, Mr. Producer, we got this. All right, let's get to this call. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty. How you doing? This is Petersburg.
Hey, what's going on, St. Pete?
Is it true? I heard say the fire trucks in Grandmama, three of the fire trucks are done. Is that really true?
Yes.
It is absolutely true that there is. Listen, let me tell you how true it is. They're using a company that is responsible for sucking and pumping sewer. They're using their pump truck to outfire in Grand Bahama.
They're using that. Hold on.
Man, I just tell you what it is.
They're using one of them kind of trucks to put out fire?
They're using one of those trucks to assist in holding fire. The big fire that the Minister for Grand Bahama and the Deputy Prime Minister a couple of years ago over social media, but how they went to Miami-Dade or wherever, and they got this fire truck, the fire truck from Akemi, they pull it to the fire station and park it in the middle of the fire station, and it never moved. I think they got the trucks on stilts to keep it up from going down on the floor. Okay?
Yeah, there were two trucks. Yeah, my friend almost lost her entire farm this weekend. They came out there with no water. And just to add to this, Naughty, there was a fire in Bahamia. And as far as I understand, they had to use the airport fire truck to go and sort that out. And then when the flight started coming, the fire truck had to leave because it has to be at the airport for the flights to come in. You imagine saying that?
That's like Keystone Cops right there.
We've
got to
get the flight coming in.
God. One step forward, two steps back. Two steps forward, 10 steps back.
Firemen are showing up to the fire in a Ford Ranger truck, no water, only just to make sure to say, verify that there is a fire and then call for some sort of help.
Oh, God.
And that's where we are. Let me say this. The fire department, the Royal Bahamas Police Force Fire Department, do not have a functioning truck. But Grand Bahama do have fire trucks on the island, like Container Port, like Shipyard, like Borco, facilities that have fire trucks, but only will come out depending on the magnitude of the fire and the right call being made. But we don't have any functioning fire trucks right now. God help us, and God help anybody that is faced with this type of situation.
Naughty, now let me go to the text lines. Naughty, no man, don't tell me that. Dan got to be lying. No way they're using a honey wagon for a fire truck. Can you please reiterate what they're using for a fire truck so they know?
Am I allowed to use that word? They're using a shit truck.
Anyway, yeah. Anyway, let Erica call me on that one. I'll take the first one for the new year for Darren, all right? They can call me on that one.
Sorry.
My God. Naughty, ask Sarah and Darren, how did the fire start? Do they know?
Well, of course, you know, this is the dry season. We've not had rain in a while. The bush
and
dry.
Idiot people throw their beer bottles in the bush all the time, and then the sun lights it and starts fire. I mean, stop trashing your flipping island. Sorry, my point.
Wow, Pollyanna, run hot today, boy. Stop littering in Grand Bahama.
Seriously.
All right, well, yeah. I appreciate you guys chiming in. I see Mr. Producer Sam, we got to get to the break, but I appreciate you guys being so candid. You got anything before we wrap, Sarah?
Yes, because I know how we can make money on this island to pay for the damn fire trucks. Excuse me for using the bathroom.
How?
We can find people.
We've gone potty mouth today here on Talking Heads.
You can find people. Find people for parking in the wrong space. Find people for throwing litter out. All that. It'll stop really quickly once you start finding them, but you could use that to pay for the fire trucks to be fixed. People have to stop littering on this island. We're trying to have a comeback. It ain't happening when you're throwing your trash and starting fires with bottles in the bush.
Oh, boy. I tell you. Sadly, I think the tea's gone cold in Grand Bahama. I think the tea's gone cold in Abaco. The tea key's gone cold here in New Providence. I tell you, I hope it warms up between now and the next election, because if not, man, you know, you'll be on iced tea.
Naughty, I just want to say to the Prime Minister and the Governor of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas that your time is running out. Tick-tock. The words of Belinda Wilson.
Yeah, Belinda said the porridge gone cold, the tea gone cold, I tell you. Maybe the election ballot boxes will go cold too, I don't know. Anyway, I appreciate both you guys chiming in as you do each and every week. We'll do it again next Tuesday. Have a great remainder of the week in Grand Bahama. And Darren, you know, Godspeed in getting that store open and back up and running. Sarah, we'll look forward to another edition next week from the Grand Bahama News. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Thanks for your support.
There you go. We'll get to the break short order. And on the flip side of the break, we're going to have Cuban Willie's numerology report, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. But in the meantime, I dug in the crates, man. Y'all remember this one? Belinda Wilson said the porridge gone cold, the tea gone cold, and if you look from island to island, street to street, the tea is gone cold, Mr. Prime Minister. What you could do to warm it up, or you could just let us all freeze like the tea. Dada.
Too much last night, got bills
to pay. And we do apologize for those of you who have sensitive ears. I understand, you know, Darren gets a little passionate sometimes. Sarah Lee, passionate as well, too. And I understand the plight of Grand Bahama. We do apologize, though, for the candid, colorful vocabulary today. Let's get back to the break.
Everything is bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich, plus four chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite. And at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinder Enterprises. 5/8 pressure-treated roofing ply, starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, 134/20 a rule. Felt, 15 pounds, $16.50. 30 pounds, $19.80. Owens, Corning Duration Shingles, and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of roof cement, $33.47. All sizes, treated dimensional lumber. And, of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76. Half-inch sheetrock, $22.18. All prices include VAT.
Crunch your KFC craving with a KFC Value Box for just $9.95. Get a piece of our golden fried chicken, crispy fries, cheesy mashed potatoes, three juicy all-white meat nuggets, a buttery biscuit, a sweet dessert biscuit, and a 16-ounce soda, all for just $9.95. Now that's a deal. Order online or WhatsApp high to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Value Box today. Big flavor, bigger value, making good.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Buenos dias! It's Thursday, and it's time for my numerology report. Brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And here's your lucky four balls from me, Cuban Willie, for today, Thursday. 4, 6, 6, 4. Front to back, back to front, the same number. The four ball for you today. Play and win with the Island Games. Stay winning, my friend.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Percy's Island Games, Pinder Tile, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
I know they tried to use me and abuse me. I leave the wheat to brown. It goes by so long on the plantation.
We're back at ya. On the Tuesday, January 14th edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. Pearly should be zooming in short order. But like I said, we're going to talk sports now. And I'll be honest with you, lots to talk about. Last night, as a matter of fact, we got NFL wrapped up a wild card weekend. Rams took care of the Vikings 27-9. I really didn't see that coming. I thought the 14-3 Vikings could go on the road and beat the Los Angeles Rams. But in true Rams fashion, you know, that coach Todd McVay has been playing good football late in the season. 10-7 to end the regular season. and they win last night in the wild card round. Props to MJ, too, because MJ was the only one who picked the Rams yesterday. Me and Purdy decided to go with the Vikings, and you see where that ended up, right? He got the horn. But MJ won with the Rams, so props to MJ. Should be in tomorrow as well, too, on the Wednesday edition. All right? So, and we'll have the lines open. We got a lot to talk about, too. My God. But we're going to keep it into the sports. And like we do each and every, 5 o'clock hour, we set it off with Today in Sports History. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And it's well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All right? And don't forget every Wednesday and Friday, happy hour, 5 to 7 p.m. All right? Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Be sure to check them out, like I said. All right, and on this day, in sports, it's 14th. Boy, a lot of stuff happened on this day. My God. This is one of them big days in sports. Yes, indeed. One of them big ones. 1936. Cecil Tiny Thompson of the Boston Bruins became the first NHL goalie to receive credit for an assist. 1943, Alex Smart of the Montreal Canadiens scored 3 goals in his first NHL game. 1948, plastic helmets were prohibited in the NFL. 1951, the first National Football League Pro Bowl All-Star game was played in Los Angeles, California. 1954, Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio were married. The marriage only lasted 9 months. 1973, the Miami Dolphins became the first NFL team to go undefeated in the regular season. They also defeated the Washington Redskins in Super Bowl VII. And, of course, let Pearly in, man. Pearly trying to get in, man. Let the Pearl in. Pearl, Pearl is upset. We just talked about the perfect Dolphin season, and he wasn't here to elaborate on it. I'm sure he'll chime in, though. 1974, the World Football League was founded. 1976, Ted Turner completed the purchase of the Atlanta Braves. 1985, Martina Navratilova won her 100th tournament. She joined Jimmy Connors and Chris Everett Lloyd as the only professional tennis players to win 100 tournaments. 1989, Bobby Knight won his 500th career victory as a college basketball head coach. 1990, Joe Montana of the San Francisco 49ers set an NFL record when he threw his 30th and 31st postseason touchdown passes. Terry Bradshaw held the previous record of 30. 1993, NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue, announced the establishment of the NFL World Partnership Program, which led to the World Football League. 1996, Fox aired the San Francisco 49er Dallas. The game pulled a 34.257 Nielsen rating. There you go. Pearly's in. Solid.
I'm here.
You know, on this day in sports history, your Miami Dolphins completed perfection in 1973?
Yeah.
Won the Super Bowl.
Greatest accomplishment ever in NFL history. No other team has ever done that and probably never will do it.
So you're going to say multiple Super Bowl championships is not a great accomplishment?
They're a great accomplishment, but going
So you're perfect, saying that Super Bowl season by the Miami Dolphins trumps all others?
Yes.
That's Are you saying they're the greatest team in the history of the NFL?
Fact that they've been perfect, yes.
Back in the day when the league was totally different and they only played 14 games?
And the records say 14-0. The records say they've been undefeated. They ain't around here putting no asterisk and trying to control what is what.
Okay.
Been perfect.
All right. I'm just saying some of those other teams that won Super Bowls, you could argue, are on the greatness of those teams.
They lost a game during the regular season. At some point. And we won most of those games with our backup quarterback.
You were prepared for this one, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's keep it moving. This
could be like the 2025 Los Angeles Dodgers team, which could be probably the greatest baseball team in history.
Never. There's too much Yankee greatness for you to even jump in there like that. I got 27 options for you that say they're better than the Dodgers.
You had 20 of them before 1960.
You just said in your own breath that it doesn't matter. It says 14. No, you can't switch it up now. You can't use it for your Dolphins, but not. Okay. No.
All right.
27. No matter when you want.
We give you 27.
All right. 1997, Dennis Rodman got his 10,000th NBA career point. Go ahead. The new Barry Bonds signed a contract with the San Francisco Giants worth $90 million for 5 years, which was astronomical at the time. 2002, Lance Armstrong ran the final leg of the Olympic torch relay in San Diego. 2002, the NBA announced a 3-game suspension for Shaquille O'Neal of the Lakers and a 1-game suspension for Brad Miller of the Bulls for a fight that occurred during a game. 2002, TNT World premiered the TV movie Monday Night Mayhem. And, excuse me, in 2003 in Dallas, Dwayne Goodrich of the Cowboys charged with 2 counts of manslaughter. Me, that's when you should talk, Pearly, while I choke to death.
I was trying to ask if you're okay. I get scared.
Yeah, I can grab some water in a second. In fact, you talk while I grab some water. And that'll be it'll all work out.
But, you know, while you're doing that, one of the, you know, they may have some great news tomorrow. I see Roki Sasaki's met with the Dodgers today.
Oh, yeah?
Probably won't leave Los Angeles without a contract tomorrow.
The rich get richer.
That's all right. Oh, so when George was doing that and the Yankees was winning all those championships, nobody...
You took a page out of our book, Pearly. There's nothing new to this. You just decided to do it. Better late than never.
Yeah. And we do it well.
Well, so far, so good.
Oh, and I see, and a lot of people said, oh, you spent all this money, but I will just say this before we go on. The Dodgers have 12 new sponsors out of Japan and an incremental $70 million a year they're making now. They're paying Shohei salary just out of sponsorship out of Japan, not even what they're making in L.A.
That's a good business model.
And once they bring Sasaki, that should double.
We'll see. I mean, I don't know if that guarantees you some wins, but at the end of the day.
Nothing guarantees, because you got to, you know, Chris Berman says that's why we play the game. You got to play the game. So that, but, you know, but it makes the odds a lot better.
Barring the injury bug, you should be all right.
We survived injury bug last year, losing just about all our starting pitching and still won the World Series.
This is true. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking heads. All right, call us back.
I guess they didn't like what I said, so they hung up.
Yeah, you know, most Yankee fans were a little bit fickle right now.
I know. You'll be all right.
Somebody chimed in, and it was Smash Mouth Football. I guess the Dolphins' perfect season, it was Smash Mouth Football.
It doesn't matter. The season said no, Lord. I downplay it, whatever you want. It was a perfect season. The only team in NFL history to ever go perfect.
All right, let's get to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, Captain Nutty.
Hey, what's going on, Mystery Dolphin?
Everything good. What's up, Pearly?
Hey, bro, what you saying?
Hey, I chimed in late yesterday, but I heard, Nutty, I heard you saying Dak Prescott is no longer going to be the Cowboys.
No. Somebody called in and said, Nutty, you're off to a good start in the year. You got Mike McCarthy out of there. You wanted McCarthy gone. Then LeBron next, and then probably Doc will be traded on draft day. So let's see what happens.
What's the word on LeBron?
Why don't you ask Drake and DJ Academics what's the word with LeBron? I wouldn't know.
No. You mentioned it yesterday. Yeah, you clear it up for me.
I mentioned it yesterday.
Yes, you did.
There's a theory. I won't call it conspiracy. There's a theory that Dallas may make a move to make a trade to get the number one pick. Pick Shedeur Sanders, sign Deion Sanders as the head coach, then make another move with the Raiders somewhere in the fifth pick, and give them Dak for that number one pick.
That's a hypothetical. All right, I thought you was talking reality.
No, I've heard that, but like I said, the text probably was on the theory that I said, you know, like Pearly just said, the whole Deion Sanders scenario in Dallas, being the coach, if Dallas trades up, they could trade Dak Prescott to the Raiders, who desperately need a quarterback. He'd be an upgrade.
Deion Sanders is very comfortable where he is in Colorado.
But Dallas,
very comfortable.
No, he did say, and I quote, he was honored that Jerry Jones called him. He felt good, but he's very happy in Boulder.
Right, but that's not Jerry. If you want me, open up the checkbook.
Well, if Deion Sanders goes, he's gone.
Correct.
But another thing I see, they got They were able to steal away from, I think, Florida State or maybe Florida, the number one rated high school quarterback in the nation.
Correct.
To come there because of Deion. I can't see Deion leaving him there.
No, that's true.
I agree. All right.
Probably the all right, Mystery. Be safe, my brother.
Okay, guys.
Probably the doctor said he was agreeing with you, or they were agreeing with you. It was real football and not this soft game that we see today.
Thanks. Yes, that's true. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, Dexter. I appreciate that.
We got another call there, Mr. Producer. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty and Pearl.
What's going on, Muff?
Hey. What's going on?
Muff.
Yeah, congratulations to MJ. It's correct, because she did. With
MJ was the only one who picked the Rams yesterday.
Minnesota, too, to see him play. Yeah. When y'all was making y'all picks. But, Naughty, you had a rough night, man. The Rams win. MJ Spurs beat up on you and put
Man, listen. I'm so glad MJ not here today. Because I know we can hear about it tomorrow, but I heard about it last night. The Spurs destroyed the Lakers 126-102. Wemby was a beast.
The Clippers beat up on us, Miami. Man, all the LA teams win except LA, except Los Angeles, man.
Right.
Except the Lakers.
But I think she picked the Rams. She was the only one who picked the Rams. And,
yeah,
and last night.
Minnesota too, man. But then they're motivated by the fires. You know, the people had a rough week, so they wanted to give them more wins and things. So they play good. You know, and motivate the people and let the people them feel good. But, hey, Pearly, man, Donald choked last night, man. Sam choked last night.
Sam Donald played poorly last night. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he played bad.
And I'm thinking the fact that he was with the Rams the year before, McVay had his playbook. McVay knew how to throw him some kung fu, and that's what he did.
Yeah, but like I said, the sack fumble return. That was the turn around in the game, too. You got to protect the use of seasonal. Use a veteran quarterback, man. You got to protect the ball. You can't be running the ball loosely like that.
But he just lost that extension.
Lamar had more interceptions than...
Man, Herbert is the white Dak Prescott in the playoffs. That's who Herbert is.
Yeah, but... And Pearly, why Denver didn't lose that game? So Miami got to go and play the Bills, man. The Miami play the Bills better than that, man. Opening touchdown drive, and that's it. Oh, the gas. Flat tire. Can't go nowhere else after that.
Car break right now.
Break. I don't know what's going on with Bo Nix. I don't know.
Rookie quarterback got exposed. That's what happened.
See, Kansas City.
That's all it was.
Kansas City, like Pearly said, give them the game. So they believe they beat the world champs 38-0 now. They're going playing around Buffalo, around the MVP candidate, and get embarrassed and things like that. And Cleve Duncan, use my boy. But sorry, I get it, Baltimore, boy. I hate the Bills with passion. I want them to get beat.
You're the only one. Your company.
Flowers fan.
I want the Bills get beat as bad as Naughty won defeat the Eagles to get beat.
Yeah, but
Zay Flowers should be playing for Baltimore this week.
Flowers could be playing Saturday.
Yep.
Okay, that's good. Because if Flowers is in that game, Pittsburgh could get beat worse than that. And to the Pittsburgh fan, you all ain't win a playoff game in 8 years.
Yep.
Donkey team.
And talking about my Cowboys.
All right, Eagle.
All right, Muff. Let's get this out of call in, Pearly. Talking heads.
Hey, what you saying?
What's going on?
This retired George Wells from Paradise Island, man. I'm trying to get a hold of Thompson, man. Thompson, I left my number with the producer, but he never
returned
the call.
Pearly, yeah. Right
no,
there, man.
What happened? No, I have it. I can call you tomorrow, Thompson. My bad. The producer didn't send it to me, and I walked out of there and totally forgot.
Okay, no problem.
Big George is a legend over the bridge, by Pearly. Make sure I call Big George, but he's a legend over the bridge.
That's right.
Yeah,
I know.
All right, brother. You'll hear from me by tomorrow morning, okay?
Audiovisual legend.
Yeah, I was supposed to link him up with somebody and forgot to. I'll reach out to him.
But yeah, a lot of decisions to be made in the NFL, coaching-wise as well, too, Pearly. Could Tomlin be out in Pittsburgh?
You don't think there's an inordinate amount of general managers being fired? I mean, it's pretty usual to hear coaches, but a lot of GMs gone.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. I think no longer are the coaches being the scapegoats for the GMs. It's part and parcel. Both got to go.
Yeah.
So I've been seeing that pattern, too. A lot of GMs let go. Rand Carthen was a good GM in Tennessee. They let him go.
Well, I'm surprised at that.
Yeah, and he was a good young African-American candidate, young, you know, talented guy.
Yeah, but there's I'm thinking McKenzie from the Dolphins is a front runner for that job, I think.
Yes, there are. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Yeah. Talking heads. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, this is Leo B, man. What's happening, bro?
Hey, what's going on, Leo B?
Come on, Happy New Year to you and Pearly, man.
Happy New Year to you, too, bro.
Okay, hey, Leo, okay. What's up?
Yeah, hey, good, man.
Did I not tell you your Steelers would go reverse into the playoffs? Did I tell you? Did I not tell you that it's going to be one and done, man, with that back end schedule they had?
Yeah, Naughty Dom was struck again. You know, it's one of those things, man. You hear it, but you got to ride. And
you don't want to believe it.
But like I said in private circles, Naughty, I say it publicly here too. You know, I've been a Steeler for 20 plus seasons. I've been a Steeler since quarterback. All right, so you know, you're going way back.
Right.
Leading right into the Big Ben draft back in 2004. So. And then, you know, Tomlin came up in 2009 or 2008, somewhere around there. So we had this guy for 17 seasons. And Tomlin did well. I have nothing negative to say about Tomlin, but I think it's time both of us split ways, because I feel as though the locker room ain't listening to him no more. And this is the first time I've seen a Tomlin their team actually quit on him in the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like, I know our defense banged up. We had a nasty 11-day stretch, all that good stuff. But, you know, ain't nothing different from any NFL team. It's just I didn't see any effort. I didn't see any sense of urgency. And honestly, I would have put Justin Fields back in the minute we had that 2-game slide, because we just needed to win one game out of that four to win the division, preferably if we beat the Ravens. And we just couldn't handle it, and we on the road. To have the players that we need, if we win in a lot of these games, because Tomlin have a losing season, but I'm just sick and tired of the non-losing season, and that ain't getting us nowhere. We haven't won a playoff game since 2016. We haven't been to the Super Bowl since 2010. And I just think that we need a new direction. And you know what? The president said, Naughty, whereas remember that trade that the Lions and the Rams had, trading two former first-round picks, okay, with both Goff and Stafford. Both worked out because Stafford got a Super Bowl ring. And now your boy Goff have the Lions knocking on the door, potentially for a Super Bowl berth, hopefully, this playoff season. So sometimes it changes his scenery, works out best for both. But right now...
No, I mean, that's the consensus of a lot of Steelers fans. Y'all talking about y'all need to change coach. I mean, I'm hearing this on a regular.
I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue is a couple of things. First of all, I think you need a better offensive coordinator to begin with. One. Two, the Steelers actually played a fourth place record, and they played teams that did not improve early in the season. When it was time for to play the teams with a better record, you had a problem. I think you're going to have a problem next year, because you're going to be playing teams with better records next year if y'all don't do something in the draft. And the third thing is, Pickens can't do it all by himself. You need another outside wide receiver. And I think they were the key problems. Your defense is solid. I like your defense. But I think you need an offensive coordinator. You need an outside wide receiver. And I think you'd be fine. I like the team. If the Dolphins was to pull off that trade and send Tyreek Hill to Pittsburgh, you'd see how good your team is.
Well, I do think they need somebody to stretch the defense to free up Pickens for sure.
Yeah.
Moving on to the current playoffs, I think we had a lot of blowouts, but so far the Commanders and the Bucks was a pretty good team. Jaden Daniels, you know, he's really trying to solidify himself as a Lamar Jackson clone in terms of not letting the moment get too big for him. And he's, you know, you look at him and he doesn't wear the rookie label, and he's a leader on the team, and I really didn't see them upsetting the Bucks. I thought the Bucks was gonna really do what they had to do there, but it is what it is. But a lot of people were surprised by the Vikings' loss, and I understand. I think I heard a caller talk about the LA Rams. I mean, the Los Angeles, the California fires. You know, my condolences to those who lost their homes and even who lost their lives and families and everything. Right, and it's a feel good story. It's just. I feel overall with the Rams, I saw that collapse coming because they had the game against the Lions for the marbles to win the division and the number one seed overall in the NFC. You know what I mean? And the Lions pretty much provided the blueprint of how to get Sam Darnold, because Sam Darnold is not a mobile quarterback. And when you can't cash in into the red zone, sometimes it was like six yards away from the red zone, from the end zone. You can't score one touchdown, a gimme, and they went like four downs. I knew they was in trouble, and the Rams already beat them this season, and it was just a bad matchup. And I was surprised the Rams front seven is looking the way they're looking, you know, without Aaron Donald. I mean, that was pretty impressive. But if you could get someone like Sam Donald and rob them of their timing and get him off his placement and everything, and I said, you see, with the playoffs are mixed with now, you have people like Lamar Jackson, you have Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes. These are mobile quarterbacks who can beat you with both their arms and legs. I throw Jaden Daniels in the mix. You see what I'm saying? So if you don't have these sort of hybrid quarterbacks, I don't think you're going to make it far in the playoffs. I think Matthew Stafford is the last man standing. And even Matthew Stafford has a bit of a mobility where he could roll in the pocket and roll with the play action passes. And that's why they were so set. But I don't think the Rams are going to go all the way because Bakua, he's very injury prone, and they need him to just go ahead there with the Lions. I don't think the Eagles make it to the Super Bowl neither. My Super Bowl pick, honestly, Lions and the Ravens. The Ravens, I don't see no one in the AFC right now that can stop that.
You said the Ravens going to upset the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yeah, I think that they are what we were. You remember the run we was on as a 68 back in 05, where we had that run game and that defense, and we just rode the bus all the way to Detroit. Like I see them riding Derrick Henry. I don't see the Bills beating them, you know, because the Bills really have a deficiency in the secondary. They don't have the best run defense neither. They can't stop Derrick Henry. And then I don't see the Chiefs slowing them down either. If the Chiefs don't rely on the run game and try to clamp down Lamar and try to keep him, contain him, and even if you do contain Lamar, you still got to worry about Henry. I think it's the Ravens' time, really and truly.
I think the Ravens are overdue. I mean, they've been there close a couple of years.
Yeah. Now, on the coach, the last point. Now, on the coaching carousel, Naughty, I hear, obviously, prime name is being bodied about. You spoke about this in another place. I don't see prime, even though on paper he's a great fit for Dallas because of his personality.
I think the front runner is Bob Johnson from Detroit right now, and they're gonna have to revisit talking to him because the window, you know, closed.
Yeah.
They got to wait till after the playoffs, but I think that's not a problem because obviously the prestige that the Cowboys franchise bring to the table, that you know, if you miss the window, that's fine. I'll wait to hear this interview from the Cowboys because obviously they're the Cowboys.
Yeah, but see, the thing about the Naughty is, right, I don't see Ben Johnson as a yes man, and that's who Jerry Jones has typically surrounded himself.
Yeah, but I think by Jerry making a move this early with McCarthy shows that he might be ready to shove, you know, the chips all in. He might be seriously about thinking about going all in this year because if you restructure some contracts, Dak and CeeDee Lamb, and you let Terrence Steele go, you let Zach Martin retire, Dallas has got $100 million to play with in free agency.
You know something, Naughty? Honestly, you know who I thought would have been a perfect fit for you guys? Mike Vrabel.
I thought Vrabel would have been a good pick too, but I think, you know, the Patriot organization is gonna, you know, make him like a young Belichick, give him everything what he needs. He knows the system there with what Belichick brought to the table, being part of it. I think he got a good chance at bringing that franchise back to respectability. I wouldn't say multiple Super Bowls, but I think he brings them back to respectability.
Yeah, but that's a big time construction, though, because you know, they have to really corral, you know, some top-end draft picks. They got to rebuild the O-line. You know, I don't know if they have the franchise quarterback. They got receivers, a run game, secondary, D-line. They have to really build in the trenches. So I don't see the Patriots doing anything anytime soon. And then, you know, free agents. The market is small with that. So, you know, I see the Patriots maybe having two seasons. I don't know if Kraft has the patience to endure that with Vrabel, but that's a whole construction. Whereas if he went to Dallas, you have to do a whole lot on the defensive end. You know, the defense come ready made. You all just really just need to show up the run game, revamp the O line, I don't know what you do with Doc. You get a back, a quarterback, or you know, you go in a draft and you get.
Well, let's see what happens in the draft. Yeah. You never know what pieces are put together in a draft day trade. But we got to get to the break, though, Leo B. Don't be a stranger. Good stuff, good points. Appreciate you chiming in. We'll talk again soon. Let's get to the first break and get this first one out of the way. And Purdy, this just for you and all you Dolphin fans out there, man. Yeah, on this day in 1973, the Dolphins completed perfection in a 14-game NFL season, defeating the Washington Redskins 14-7 in the Super Bowl, right, Purdy?
Yep.
Go ahead. Yep. Love yourself, Purdy. This for you, man. Love yourself. Enjoy.
Thank you so much.
Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins.
I hope you all hear that banjo licking off in the back there. That's all I'm going to say right there. The banjo was licking off. That means them Dolphin fans, anyway, got a little red on their neck. That's all I'm saying. Purdy, do you have any red on your neck? Let's go to the break.
All right.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
NRG is nutrition. Check out our world-famous smoothies, signature quinoa dishes. We have the best salads and breakfast fit for a king and his queen. Open for breakfast, lunch, and now dinner. Each order is made with love and the highest quality ingredients and is nutritionally balanced. Visit any of our three locations. Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m. West Bay Street and Gladstone Road in the Monroe's Complex, open until 4 p.m. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at NRG Bahamas. NRG, nutrition ready to go.
Pinder is carrying a new line of tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in four colors: Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Gris, and this one, Sky Glass. In this particular tile, coin gray, silver gray, cloud gray, and gray. All of these are seamlessly blended to make the Sky Glass one beautiful tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in two formats: 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot, and 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well. We burn a fire, banner, we got Babylon and the free talk. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friend. Me bona fire pan a weak at Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friend. The way goes by so long on the plantation, and me never get paid.
Well, we're back at you on the Tuesday, January 14th edition of Talking Heads. 5:35 p.m. is the time. Down the home stretch we come. Purdy, we had a great final 15 today with Rich Eisen, breaking down all the scenarios in Minnesota with Sam Darnold, and where do the Vikings go from here? Because after last night's performance, they went in saying they wanted to re-sign Darnold. And remember now, they got the kid from Michigan who got injured in the preseason.
McCarthy
ready to go. So maybe, you know, Sam Darnold is no longer in the plans for the Vikings, so we'll see that.
Wouldn't be playing him the way he played against Detroit and the way he played yesterday.
We
can do that. He might as well go to rookie.
For real. But I want to talk to you real quick about the Lakers, man. I mean, thank goodness we're talking about it today. And I know MJ will probably bring it up tomorrow, but you know, MJ Spurs beat the bejesus out of the Lakers last night, 126-102.
It's on the upcline. The Spurs are a rising team. The Lakers are a declining team.
I mean, when you look at it, Lakers, Austin Reeves, 12 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists. Anthony Davis, 30 points, 13 rebounds, 2 assists. LeBron, 18-5-8. Christie, 10-1-1. I like the addition to him in the starting lineup. Richie Achimura hasn't given anybody anything.
What connected? What connected?
Dalton was 1 of 5, 5.3 rebounds, 1 assist, 14 minutes. Cam Reddish kind of just.
He's not been consistent. He'll come out and have a good 13, 15 point game, and then the next game.
No, but you got to let him play because he's the victim of too many switched up lineups. You got to stick him in a spot either on the second unit and say, come off and be the scoring guy in the second unit, or you play in the first unit and you hit down the open three. But all you can't start him tonight and then bench him tomorrow. Start him 3 games, then bench him for 8 games. I mean, they got to keep him in the rotation.
Yeah. But it's depressing the way he's
And Gabe Vincent, I mean, is hot smoking trash. I don't know why they stick with him, but I see that's one of LeBron's boys. So obviously, you know, it's all good. Yeah. But I think the Lakers, they're in problems. You look at where they're at right now, they're the number 7 seed, but you got the Clippers past them. I still think that the Suns, I think, are going to move up. I still think the Lakers are going to be in that 8, 9, or 10 area when it's all said and done.
The Suns too soft. The Suns is a soft bunch of players. They soft.
But you got the Spurs right there at 19 and 19, and in number 11, they could easily play their way into contention. The Warriors as well.
The Spurs is a team I could be concerned about. The Warriors is a team I could be concerned about. I still think the Timberwolves haven't got their chemistry yet, and they probably better after the All-Star break will start getting chemistry. So they're going to be a team you got to worry about. But so, you know, I don't know.
I think there's some issues with Gobert there. I think he's the odd fit out in Minnesota.
Could be.
All right, full slate in the NBA tonight. Purdy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 big games on tap. Of course, you know, our picks are brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And don't forget, you've still got the NFL divisional playoff rounds, the AFC and NFC championship games, and the Super Bowl to play and bet and win with the Island Game. And don't forget, NCAA basketball, men and women's basketball underway, the NBA underway, NHL underway, European soccer, many ways to play, many ways to win with the Island Game. And they always remind you to play responsibly. All right, here we go. Early games on tap tonight. Cleveland, 8.5-point favorites over the Pacers, Purdy.
They're playing good ball. I like the Cleveland. I don't know if that is.
Pacers been playing some good ball, too. I'm leaning toward taking the Pacers plus the 8.5.
So I'll do that, too.
Oklahoma City Thunder, 13-point favorites over the Philadelphia 76ers. I like them in the money line, but I don't think they get it done by 13.
You know what? The way the Sixers been looking, I'll take the space. I'll take the Thunder and the points.
Wow, you're stretching it there. Mm-hmm. Phoenix Suns against the Atlanta Hawks. Phoenix on the road, 3.5-point favorites over the Hawks at home. Hawks are good against the spread, and they play well at home. And Phoenix, like you said, is soft. I'm thinking, give me the Hawks plus the 3.5.
I'll take the Hawks plus the 3.5 as well.
Chicago Bulls -1 at home over the Pelicans. Both of these teams snake bitten, but 1.5 at home, I got to go with the Bulls.
Yeah.
Sacramento Kings +2.5 against the Bucks at home. The Bucks -2.5 against the Kings, and the Bucks are at home.
I don't know with the Bucks. The Bucks just 1 minute I think they look like an NBA championship team. The next minute they look
like trash
team. I don't know. But I'll take the Bucks and the points today because it's only 2.5.
Denver Nuggets -4 on the road against the Dallas Mavericks. Dallas no Kyrie, no Luka. They got injuries. I'll take the Nuggets -4.
I'll take the Nuggets -4.
Brooklyn Nets and Portland -5. Oh, Nets playing against the spread pretty well. I'll take the Nets +5.
You know what? Portland is a rising team. I like this Portland team. I'll take them and the points.
There you go. Well, we'll see how it all pans out tomorrow, Pearly. Open line Wednesday. We'll be in to chop it up. And then, of course, you've got Thursday. And then we'll be back Friday for the MJ and I'll be back Friday for the weekend review on Friday.
All right, my brother.
So we'll do it again mañana. Appreciate you. Everybody who chimed in, texted in, and called it in, good stuff. And be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Rich Eisen taking us home on the flip side of the break. Don't touch it.
Ciao, ciao. We put a fire upon a week at Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friend. Me bona fire pan a week at Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? I know they challenge me and abuse me. I leave them with the ground. It goes by so long.
long on them plantation, and me never get paid.
The KFC Chicken Experts have done it again with the new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich. Featuring a large 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet topped with cheddar cheese, smoky bacon, lettuce, tomato, and tangy red onions. All drizzled with ranch sauce and served on a toasted brioche bun. Choose original recipe or spicy, but don't wait. This small time and only at your favorite KFC. The new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. Oh, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well. The bonfire banner we got, Babylon and the freedom. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friend.
The headline is disappointing finish, clearly. It's like, you know, if this is Sesame Street, the Vikings season is brought to you by the number nine. Nine wins in a row and nine sacks in the playoff loss. Hmm. These two things are mutually exclusive and facts. The nine sacks in the playoff loss are partially because the Rams' defensive line dominated the Vikings' offensive line. That was reshuffled when they lost their left tackle in the first loss to the Rams this year. In a moment towards the end of the first half where you're wondering, why are we even attempting to do what we're doing? You know, play for the second half, and in the playoff loss, one of the nine sacks comes in a moment at the end of the first half. You're wondering, why are we even attempting to do what we're doing? Well, first at the top of the second half, and, you know, instead of being down 21-3, we're down 14-3. Let's play some defense, get out of Dodge, come back, score to start the second half. And we're down 14-10. Instead, now you're down 21-3. And then 24-3, actually, is the number. It's kind of crazy. So it was an off night for everybody, to be honest with you. But we're all talking about the quarterback. It is a quarterback-driven league. And, you know, I'm not a tape head. Not an all-22 guy. I'm not going to come here and say I haven't checked the film yet. I can just say a lot of those sacks were on Sam Darnold holding on all too long sometimes.
Yeah, along with that line was...
You know, the line, the interception that he threw, he couldn't follow through because his right tackle was in his lap. There were other times where he could step up and throw and he didn't. There were times when he stepped up and he threw and he did and connected. But it is a Sam Darnold conversation this morning. And there are two ways to look at it. That he reverted to the Sam Darnold we all thought he was, which is a guy who sees ghosts, can't handle the pressure, and folded in a must-have game in Detroit and a must-have game in Arizona, not even Rams, in the makeshift home of the Rams. And or it is a team game, and this guy didn't have the protection up front, and the Rams were the better team. That's it. And he is somebody worthy of having stick around. This is what Sam Darnold had to say last night about whether the last two games of the season will cost him his ability to stick around there in Minnesota.
I'm not worried about that. You know, that's in the past. Right now, I'm thinking about, like I said, what I could have done better today, and just really spending time with the guys in the locker room. That's really all I'm focused on right now is just, you know, because at the end of the day, in the NFL, you only get one season with one team, with everyone together. And it's as simple as that. And for me, I'm just going to be focused on spending as much time as I can with those guys in the locker room. And then I'll think about, you know, whatever the future holds after that.
Can I throw something out at you guys and see what you have to say? And whether I'm being too glass half full, which you know is my default.
Sure, what do you got?
Since you're the glass half empty guy a lot of the
time. Well, you'll hear my take on it in a minute.
Okay.
In Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday.
Okay. That Sam Darnold had a terrific football season. In which, wait for it, he's still developing. And the guy over the last 2 weeks showed he still has some work to do to get where he needs to go. We're pointing out, we've been making the analogy, him and Baker Mayfield the entire time. They've been drafted two spots apart. They wound up in the same Carolina diaspora. You can write that one down.
Jeez. I mean, what are we, Rich?
Out in the
diaspora. Okay.
Pink Floyd album?
It up. No,
nah,
no,
it
no,
was
no.
After Del gets out of
look it up. They wound up in the same spot at one point in time.
So just say that.
Well, but diaspora means that you're wandering in the desert.
Yeah, but nobody knows that.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, those who did will appreciate the reference, and those who do not are now smarter for it.
I called you a wordsmith yesterday, like, and you took it negatively, but.
How am I a wordsmith?
You know, big words, I don't understand. You don't use them as disrespect.
Okay. But they wound up in the same spot. Yeah. And remember, they were competing for the one job to finally get through, and they wound up going elsewhere. And, you know, Baker got his shot and made the playoffs, won a division. It's a different division. The 14 wins, by the way, name another division, would have had him at home, except the AFC West. So he did a terrific job under the circumstances. You take a look, Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson, they ate. They ate. They weren't, they didn't leave a lot of crumbs on the plate. And do we look at Darnold in the last 2 weeks as a guy who no longer deserves to have a shot in Minnesota? And that's who he is. That's who he is. And that's the end of it. The 14 wins were a complete mirage. Well, the head coach is the ultimate evaluator, and obviously he's the one that's going to make this decision. Obviously, the front office, I get it, but he's the quarterback whisperer. This is what he had to say on the subject matter, first blush Monday night.
You know, I think it's very important we all think about, you know, Sam's body of work, what he was able to do this year, when not very many people thought he would be able to lead a team to 14 wins. Very rare for a quarterback in their first year. In fact, it is rare. The most wins by a first-year quarterback with a team. And just the way he came in, committed himself to just a daily process to be the best version of himself. It did not
work out in the end. And I think Sam would be the first one to tell you. Could he have played better tonight? I'm sure he would tell you that he could have. And those moments where you're holding that ball and your reaction is to try to make a play, we can't talk out of both sides of our mouth because he sure as heck made a lot of plays doing that this year. But I think that's part of the growth. Remember, this guy's 27 years old or whatever he is, and I think he has a foundation now of both the things you do at the quarterback position to have success and the things that sometimes you have to learn the hard way.
Bingo. Couldn't have said any better myself. So here's what I think the Vikings should do. What they should do is re-sign Sam and come up with a number that they won't go past. And if I'm Sam Darnold, I accept that number. Because what I think Sam Darnold did lose in the last 2 weeks, other than those games, is the ability to say, I need a fair market value contract. Like, if he took the Vikings to the NFC Championship game, he'd have that ability to say, I'm next in line like Tua was, and I'm next in line like... Like that, if he took him to the NFC Championship game, his agent would absolutely have that ability to say something like that.
No, and then he would have ended up signing the Baker deal, 3 for $100.
Well, maybe not, but just think about it. If he'd won that game and he went in and then went into Philadelphia and beat the Eagles.
Is he the reason they win?
Yes, which every quarterback pretty much is in the playoffs. Jaden Daniels, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen.
Jalen Hurts wasn't the reason
Matthew
the Eagles
Stafford.
Won over the weekend.
Well, I mean, pretty much everything. That's why I said pretty much. I think he's lost his ability to have a large hammer in negotiations. How does that sound? Mm-hmm. We can find the right way to term it.
I think he cost himself $50 million
If he did, you know what? So be it. He should stay put in Minnesota. He should stay in the warm embrace of Kevin O'Connell and this offense. I don't even know if he would be. This is the conversation to be had. You don't just give J.J. McCarthy the job just because you drafted him where you did.
Yes, you do. That's how it works.
All right. I hear you.
Yeah.
And by the way, look at me saying this. You know how I believe in J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
But if J.J. McCarthy shows up to training camp, and looks like,
how we did in the preseason.
Or Penix, was apparently showing up in practice or back in the day. And again, I don't compare. I just compare stories. Brady back in the day outplayed Drew Bledsoe in the training camp prior to the year that he got his shot due to injury. So I'm saying you bring Sam Darnold back 100%. And you tell them there's a competition. And I know you wind up potentially paying somebody $25, $30 million to be your backup. If that's the case, I don't think you let him walk. And if you're Sam Darnold, what are you going to just hope it's better in Tennessee?
If you're Minnesota, yes, you want to bring Sam back because that makes your quarterback room better. But if you're Sam Darnold, you're looking, you're going on Zillow and you're looking at real estate in New Orleans, Nashville, and Pittsburgh.
That's not good. Not, you can scratch Pittsburgh off that list.
Why? He's better than what they have right now.
Yeah, but no.
He'll have a market, but why would you leave?
Pittsburgh fans won't get behind
Justin Jefferson and Kevin O'Connell if you don't have to. He won 14 games for them this year.
Great. And so probably would have J.J. McCarthy.
No. No. I don't think you can say that.
By the way, he's doing that to just put me in a position.
I'm actually not. They're probably the same player.
A rookie who's never played in the NFL before.
Sam Darnold.
Really? How did J.J. Daniels do?
You can't just throw out
the... Did he win 14 games?
He's won 13 so far.
I'm just saying, you cannot throw out the entire season, because in the game in Detroit and this one, it's a team game, man. And it was off for everyone last night. Defensively, right off the bat. Offensively, they didn't protect. They didn't protect.
Yeah, they weren't.
And part of the reason why they didn't protect is Sam Darnold held on to the ball too long on occasion. Yep. And he should have gotten rid of it. The moment where Jared Verse picks the ball up and runs it in pretty much ended the game. And, Darnold should get rid of the football quicker, but it's part of a process. And who knows about setbacks or whatever. I love J.J. McCarthy, and I think he's going to be a terrific quarterback in this league. If I'm the Minnesota Vikings, I play it by half. And if I'm Darnold, I want to stay with Kevin O'Connell as my coach and Josh McCown as my quarterback coach in a quarterback room that it does appear to be a healthy spot. And that's a Hall of Fame wide receiver after just 5 years. I don't want to leave that. Kirk Cousins did. How'd that work out for him? And then just this last reminder again that we're having this conversation at all is how humbling this sport can be.
Mm-hmm.
15 days apart, pop it up on the screen. On the left, Sam Darnold is on the shoulders of his teammates, not knowing what to do with his hands, as he said. Just like celebrating life, career best 370 plus yards against the Packers to put them in the position of winning the one seed in the division. And then 15 days later, sacked 9 times, season's over, 1 and done. And we're all wondering if he's really the guy on the left. This is a humbling, humbling game.
Not for long.
And why it's sometimes just tough to take. Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.
And abuse me, I leave them with the friend. Me burn a fire, burn a week at Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? I know they tried to use me and abuse me. I leave them with the friend. The road goes by so long and the plantation, and me never get paid.